Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this summer update for all of the activities that are sponsored by Parkinson's Recovery. Parkinson's Recovery's mission is to provide information, support, and resources to any and all persons who currently experience neurological challenges, and in particular, those neurological challenges that are associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Of course, we also provide support and resources to individuals who are spouses, friends, and family members. The show today, I'm going to give a preview of what's up and what I have been spending my time on this summer. First of all, I want everyone to know, next Wednesday, the show will be Dr. Joe Hickey, who is a medical doctor and MD. He is a person who practices in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Dr. Hickey is quite well known nationally as a medical doctor who approaches Parkinson's symptoms differently from other medical doctors. He has formed an opinion that toxins are a primary reason why individuals develop neurological challenges. He uses chelation therapy, which has taken patients with Parkinson's and almost entirely apparently reversed their symptoms. In fact, he even told me that one of his patients is now a scratch golfer, which certainly was not the case before he began his chelation therapies. He said for this particular individual, he measured the metals in his body, and he noted that there was a high lead and a high mercury content. And so he decided to do a chelation therapy on this particular individual, and he got quite a bit better, significantly better. Dr. Hickey has presented his findings not just for this patient, but for other patients that he has worked with who confront neurological challenges at a medical conference. And so the word is spreading that clearly toxins have a direct impact on the neurological symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. In my conversation with Dr. Hickey in preparation for the show next week, he was very lucid in explaining that lead is a primary factor in his opinion. As he explained it, lead was put into gasoline and paints beginning in the 1920s and was only outlawed in the 1990s. Anyone who lived during that period, and that's most of the people listening to this show today, has been exposed to lead, and lead has a direct and a profound impact on aggravating the neurological symptoms that are associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. He'll be on the show next week. It airs Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific time or 6 p.m. Eastern time, to provide an explanation of the work that he has been doing with individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's, and he will be available to answer any and all of your questions. You can call into the show or you can visit the show page and talk to him directly through your computer or using Skype if you live in a country other than the United States. And by the way, you can call in now too if you have any questions of me. I'm the only guest today, and that toll-free call-in number is 877-590-0733. So, next week, Dr. Joe Hickey, a medical doctor who approaches Parkinson's in a unique way, who has been getting remarkable results. My next report to you, my next summer update for 2011 is the Parkinson's Recovery Summer Edition of the magazine will be released soon. I have actually crafted the magazine, and I now simply have to wait for the authors to get back to me to ensure that I have entered their articles correctly into the magazine before we actually release it. Articles you're going to be able to read are by Blanche or Bianca Mole, who was an interviewee, a guest about a month and a half ago. She's symptom-free today. A marvelous article by Barbara Feinberg, who is a wife of an individual who currently experiences the symptoms of Parkinson's, that is truly profound. There's also an article by Danny Loney, Some of you have already met Danny because he was on the Parkinson's Recovery Cruise. Danny is also an individual who basically has found that Tai Chi has provided him with profound relief from his symptoms that he currently experiences. So he has an article about Tai Chi in the magazine for the summer edition. There's a video of Danny doing the sword dance on the Parkinson's Recovery blog, which is a stunning video. You would never be able to think or guess or suspect that Danny Loney has at any point in his life experienced neurological challenges. There's also an article by professional dancer Pamela Quinn, who was also, as you might guess, a guest on my radio show several months ago. Pamela talks about struggling to move. And finally, there's an article that's actually directed toward caregivers by physical therapist, Kevin Lockett, who gives some wonderful advice to individuals who are concerned about taking care of an individual who currently experiences Parkinson's symptoms and are concerned about falls. So, when you get the Parkinson's Recovery magazine, be prepared to be inspired and profoundly moved by the stories that you will see in this very special summer edition. You'll discover ideas that may be a useful adjunct to your own recovery program. You're going to encounter the marvels of discovery that are made possible by a neurological system that calls out to be noticed and is saying, here I am, here I am. You're going to marvel at the creative ways that people who experience Parkinson's symptoms have been able to transform their lives. You're going to celebrate the miracles that are revealed in these stories, and you're going to also experience firsthand from these stories the marvels of experimentation. In my view, these stories have filled my heart and my soul with endless joy, as they will yours. You're probably thinking, oh gosh, this sounds pretty good. I wonder how much the magazine cost. All the magazines are free. They don't cost anything. They're downloads. There's not a physical product, but there are downloads to your computer. So, of course, you can also print out the magazine. And I'll be putting out an email in my email list, so you'll be able to grab a download of the summer edition of the Parkinson's Recovery magazine. I'm very proud of this particular issue, and I think you will be profoundly moved. This is the fifth edition of the magazine. I began putting it out every month and discovered, because there's only one of myself, that was a bit more of a challenge that I could actually undertake. So we're putting it out every quarter now. And so look for it. You'll see this released now every 3 months. My next news for you in this update of all activities of Parkinson's Recovery is I have posted a neurological healing on the Parkinson's Recovery blog. I thought, well, I'll do something a bit different. This is how healers approach being able to restore and rejuvenate neurological networks. So if you've got about 30 minutes and you're interested in being able to restore and rebuild your myelin sheaths that may have atrophied over time, or to repair neurological damage, you'll see how to do it for yourself. So this is a self-help kind of a healing if you'll simply go to the blog. And, of course, I've also posted that as well on the member website. So neurological healing, this is a do-it-yourself kind of a program. And, of course, like almost everything that I do, it doesn't cost anything to be able to do this. That's freely available to anybody that would like to pursue this. There, I do have a member website, Parkinson's Recovery member website. There are many people who are members of that. That's that does cost $25 a month. You can come in, come out, of course, whenever you want to. And for those of you who are Parkinson's Recovery members, I do want you to know that I'm now posting videos of all of our Jumpstart instructions that Deborah and I have offered for the Jumpstart to Wellness programs that we've given. So we've taken videos of that, and you'll be able to get reminders of all the skills that we actually taught at our Jumpstart to Wellness programs. There's a lot of content in those programs, and the feedback we got is, whoa, there's a lot to learn. So we simply captured the content, and we're now posting all of that content on the Parkinson's Recovery member website. You can get a download of Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease, of course, on the website. And we're now doing connections every month. So I have a teleseminar where anybody can call in. We can chat, talk about issues that are up for you and sort through what might be possible approaches to address those particular concerns. And, of course, on the member website, there are many different pages that accomplish different kinds of things. There's a joke page so you can laugh and make dopamine naturally. There's a healthy recipe so you can be reminded of the importance of eating healthy food, and you will be invited to actually make the recipe that's posted on that specific day. There's an exercise, and so you'll get different exercises to experiment with that only last about a couple of minutes. We know even if you move 2 minutes a day, you're gonna feel significantly better. There's a mind challenge, which allows you to build new neural networks. And the actual two pages that comprise most of my commitment, which takes quite a bit of effort every week, is to record meditations. So you'll be able to hear meditations every day, as well as a long meditation for the entire week. So that's all on the Parkinson's Recovery member website. All the meditations are different. I go at the issue of neurological challenges in very different ways, depending on what I'm inspired to talk about. And so you'll find something different posted each and every week. So we're actually doing quite a bit here at Parkinson's Recovery this summer. Do you happen to know of any therapy that's helping you out significantly? If so, please let me know. Send me an email. Call me up, because that's the way I get my guests for my radio show. Any therapy that you've discovered makes a difference for you means that if it makes a difference for one person, it may very well make a difference for a number of other individuals. I have concluded that there's no therapy out there that's going to help everyone. Simply will never exist. But there are therapies that, given what might be the factors that are causing the symptoms that you currently experience, there clearly are therapies that can make a significant difference to many people. So we want to get the word out as to what those therapies are, how they work, who does them, how you can take advantage of them, what your experience has been. So let me know about anything that's really helped you significantly. We want to continue to get the word out to people about what they might want to consider as a natural and safe therapy that can do no harm, and at a minimum will improve their health at least on some level. So we've got Dr. Joe Hickey next week, and in several weeks from now, we've got Suzanne Jonas, who will be on the show. Many of you know Suzanne Jonas because you've talked with her or you've been a participant in her research study last year. Suzanne Jonas makes CDs that are medicine by ear CDs, and she actually did a study of 25 volunteers from this radio show who volunteered to be subjects who would listen to this CD three times a week and report how they were doing before as well as how they were doing afterwards. She's got a summary of those results, and she's going to tell everyone what happened and what the success was. And I can give you a little tip in a preview. Yes, there were wonderful outcomes to that study, which is quite remarkable because the time investment for people obviously was minimal, but to see the actual result is really quite impressive. Dr. Jonas is a healthcare practitioner who functions out of Maryville, Tennessee, and who has made many, many music by ear CDs that actually Deborah and I have purchased and found to be extremely beneficial. She also participated in the Parkinson's Recovery Cruise and offered workshops there to all the individuals who attended. So be sure to be on the lookout for Dr. Suzanne Jonas, who will be talking about her study working with individuals who volunteered to be subjects, listening to her music by medicine CDs, getting therapy by simply listening to sounds through earphones. Now, that's pretty cool. Natural, safe, can do no harm. And again, the only possible outcome is improved health on some level. So this is Robert Rogers, and I'm talking about all the recent activities that Parkinson's Recovery is sponsoring this summer. We've got a number, of course, of resources that are freely available to you. We have our chat room that you can connect in anytime. I've had several emails from people saying, gee, I don't have a password. How do I get a password? You don't need a password. You can sign into the chat room with the name Donald Duck if you want to, and engage conversations with other individuals. We have a symptom tracker. Again, that's free. All you have to do is to connect in there, choose a username. You do need to choose a password and remember the password, because you're going to need to log back in future time so you can track how you are doing across time and celebrate your improvement. Of course, we've got a question and answer blog, so people send me in questions, and I write the responses, and with their permission, I post their question as well as my response on the Parkinson's Recovery blog. All of the access to these resources is available on the main website, which is parkinsonsrecovery.com. That's www.theWordParkinsons, without an apostrophe, combined together with the word recovery.com. We are imminently available to you. All you have to remember are the two words, the first word Parkinson's and the second word recovery. If you go on any search engine and simply enter those two names, our main portal website is the first that comes up, as well as many of the other websites that we sponsor to provide support and information to any and all persons who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. You can readily get in touch with me. We have a long-distance toll-free number that you can call at any time. That number is 877-526-4646, and you can email me as well. My email is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at parkinsonsrecovery.com. And finally, I had many requests from individuals over the last year to please, could I please summarize everything that I have learned through my research in a book? And so I've finally done that. I've accomplished that feat. I've been out investigating what are the causes of Parkinson's and what therapies are making a huge difference to individuals through the radio shows, as well as individual interviews with persons who weren't guests on my radio show, and through library research. And I've summarized all that I have learned in my second edition of Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. It's available on Amazon, or you can get further information about the book by visiting www.parkinsonsdisease, the word Parkinson's combined together with the word disease.me. All of the information in the book is readily available in the radio shows or the blogs, but I must warn you, the reason people ask me to do this is that there are a lot of shows that I've aired, over 125 shows over the last 3 years, and of course there's a lot of information on the blog, so all the information is freely available. There are no secrets withheld. If you purchase the book, what you're going to get is a succinct summary of everything that I've actually discovered, with resources, websites, names, et cetera, that I've discovered are helpful to individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's. And finally, we've got a project underway that I'm quite excited about. It's a second edition of Pioneers of Recovery. The first edition was a huge success. I interviewed individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's, as well as individuals who are healthcare providers, and reported those interviews in Pioneers of Recovery. I'm updating that book and adding interviews with individuals who are symptom-free, individuals who I've had on my radio show. So we've got seven or eight new chapters that we're adding into the book, and we're removing some of the other chapters because it's going to be a much too long book if I keep everything in. That'll be the second edition of Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. The shows are being transcribed now and edited by the guest as well as myself, and so we'll have that ready to be released very soon. So for those of you that have listened to some of the shows and are thinking, oh yeah, they gave a reference and I wanted to be able to capture that, well, you'll be able to actually see that in the second edition of Pioneers of Recovery. And finally, many of you know 5 steps to recovery. That emphasizes the importance of thought forms and how to transform those thought forms in order to be able to really engage a program that will enable you to become symptom-free. And so that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound. I'm Robert Rogers. This is Parkinson's Recovery. We operate out of Olympia, Washington. We are readily available to any and all persons who currently experience neurological symptoms, those who might have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a researcher. So I'm not here to provide medical advice, nor am I skilled or equipped or knowledgeable to do that, but I am able to provide information, particularly research that I've discovered about therapies that are making a difference to individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's. So contact me anytime through email or through the long-distance number. I'm delighted, privileged, and helped and proud to be able to provide assistance and support through the work that we do here in Olympia, Washington. So the long-distance number, once again, where you can always contact me is 877-526-4646. Check in here to the radio show. You'll be able to download any of the programs that have aired for free. All of them are downloadable, or you can listen to them at your computer with live streaming. And I must say, many of you already know this or are listening, but if you're new to the radio show, you're going to be amazed at some of what you will learn by listening to some of the previous shows that have aired over the last 3 years. There are some remarkable people that I have interviewed who have remarkable and profound suggestions for what anybody can do who currently experiences neurological symptoms that are associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. So that's what's up. We're pumping out a lot of work here at Parkinson's Recovery with exciting guests who have profound discoveries to report on the radio show, with a new edition of the Parkinson's Recovery magazine out this summer, which you'll be able to grab here just in the next week, with a neurological healing that I posted. You'll listen to that. I haven't actually transcribed that healing, but you'll be able to listen to that and do the healing as you listen. That's posted on the member website as well as on the Parkinson's Recovery blog. We've got updates on the Parkinson's Recovery member website, and we've now got videos of Jumpstart to Wellness that are posted on the member website, as well as a download of Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. We finally have published and released just here the last couple of months the revision of Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. I am continually updating and revising that book. And what you'll find on the member website is the most recent version of the book. Many people write books and then they never return to them. This is a work in progress for me. So this book is what we call a self-published book. I don't want to deal with a regular publisher because basically you're committed to publishing that and it stays the way it is. So I'm always revising it, I'm always updating it, and adding what I have learned new as a result of the research that I'm doing. So I'm always writing on the book and updating it. So the book that you publish now is going to be the most recent and updated book that's available on information that will be helpful to you if you currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's. Robert Rogers, Parkinson's Recovery. The toll-free number that you can always reach me at is 877-526-4646. My email is robert@parkinsonsrecovery.com. I'm a former university professor at the University of Texas and University of Kentucky who has decided that how I want to spend my life is to dedicate it to being able to help individuals recover from neurological challenges, something my mother was unable to do. And that's the news. That's the update here at Parkinson's Recovery. That's what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are true truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact you've decided to listen to these updates, that you indeed are on the road to recover. May the week be delightful. May the summertime for you be joyous. And may you find that with each passing day, you find that you feel better and better. You have more and more energy, and you experience endless joy. Have a marvelous week. We look forward to connecting with you next week, or if you call or email, when you call or email. Good day.